Good morning, Brew Crew. So today I have a new coffee. I haven't done this in a while. And the reason was because I'm doing Amazon Subscribe and Save, which saves me some money. And I've been doing a lot of Starbucks because I get rewards points back. So it's like a double rewards. But for some reason, they stopped selling whole bean coffee, and I just can't not grind my own coffee. That's awful. So I switched over to Stumptown, which has this look. I hate that. I hate these cameras. Ooh, right here, 100 Mile. I really like the bag. They have like five different flavors, so I got one of each. And so the first one I'm trying is the 100 Mile, and it's a jam and toffee coffee. It's pretty unique. Oh, looks like my dog's coming over. But yeah. So, but they say it, if we made it for such a thing as trucker coffee, this would be it, a big breakfast blend. 100 Mile is robust enough to drink black or stand up well with milk. It's sweet and hearty, and milk will get you there, come hell or high water. So, I've tried it. I'll try it a little bit again. And it definitely is a breakfast blend, so there's not a whole lot of flavoring going on. I don't really taste the jam nor the toffee. I love the design of the bag. I think it's quite swell, but I'd have to give it like a six. I'm not a huge fan of it. I need something a little more robust in my life. So there's that on that Stumptown coffee. I have a couple more coming in the weeks to come. We'll see if they can do any better. I want to talk about today the difference of being consistent over variety. And there's a place for both of them, but only for certain types of goal. For certain for goals, you can have lots of variety if your goal is just to be generally in shape. But if you're okay, buddy, yeah, cool. But if your goal is anything in the strength or performance-based realm, you need to have lots of consistency. You need to have lots of measurables. That means doing a lot of the same movements and not always trying the newest thing, meaning sticking with a certain squat form or press form or lifting. Whereas if your goal is more just general health and feeling good, you can have a lot more variety. Especially if you don't care so much about the strength side, but just more about moving and feeling good. And so there is this balance. And so if you're one that wants to increase in strength but get distracted a lot, you can still get stronger. It's just going to be harder and longer because the lifts that get you stronger are, of course, the squats, the deadlifts, push and pulls. So it is going to be harder. Whereas if you don't like variety, that's great. You're gonna get strong and be fine. And right now my dog is playing with himself in the window. So that's amazing right now. But just kind of know those two things that they you can't have both, it's just gonna be hard. And if my goal is absolute strength, I need to be okay with consistency because I can measure that. If that isn't my goal or performance isn't my goal, then I can have variety. But I won't necessarily become great at any one thing. But it'll just make it fun and enjoyable. And that is okay as well. But knowing that they are both separate. And that is what I have for you today. If you have any questions on that, please let me know. I got to go stop my dog from clawing through a door. And I will see you all next week.